Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
8 badminton players took the hit. They were the ones punished, disqualified from the Summer Games this week. But in fact, it may have been the entire idea of the Olympic spirit that took a hit.
It was downright humiliating, and it really began to question the nature of the competition here in London itself, had they been allowed to continue.
Now remember, in many American sports, football players often run out the clock. Basketball allows for intentional fouls. Those things aren't considered wrong. In fact, they're considered strategic. But fans, commentators, and former players expect Olympic athletes to give it their all. For 16 days, they perform at the top of their game. They try to be the best in the world. And when they don't, the disappointment is much more intense than it is when we see our hometown baseball team playing badly. We're joined now by Sports Illustrated senior writer Grant Wall to talk about sportsmanship and the Olympic spirit. Grant, nice to speak to you again.
How are you?
Let's start with the issue of these badminton players. And I wonder if you think they deserved the punishment. Should they have been disqualified?
Well, I think it was such an egregious example of trying to lose that I'm okay with that decision. You know, if you're a badminton fan and you see this, you have to feel a bit of shame for the sport because the highlights were obvious. If you looked at them, you know, these were players who were really just doing what you and I would probably do, or they were trying to lose. As far as if we were playing badminton, they were purposely not hitting the shuttlecock in play, and it was clear that both sides were trying to lose. It's kind of funny, maybe, if you're observing this and you don't follow badminton closely, but it's a black mark for the sport. I wasn't totally surprised that they threw them out of the Olympics.
But this conversation about whether or not they kind of disgraced the London Olympics, whether they were a disgrace to the sport and Olympic athletes, what do you feel about that?
Well, there's you know, misdemeanors and then there's felonies, and I think this was a clear felony because you do look at other sports in the Olympics, and there are times when players don't try their hardest, and it's viewed as being strategic. When track athletes or swimmers are in preliminary heats, they won't go as hard as they would in the final to conserve energy. I cover soccer here. The Japanese women's coach said he told his players not to score in the second half of their final group game because they wanted to finish second in the group and not first, so they would be able to not have to travel to a different city for their quarterfinal game. And that, you know, that's something that didn't go over very well either, but it's not the same thing as if the Japanese team was actually trying to kick the ball into its own net, which would have been, I think, somewhat similar to the badminton situation.
Okay, so let's kind of examine the limits of this idea of Olympic sportsmanship, because remember, we also had an athlete who was expelled from the Olympics for writing a racist tweet. Is that because of sportsmanship, or is that something else?
I think that's something else. You know, that's not something that's taking place in the field of play. I do think one thing that's different about the Olympics maybe than what some of these athletes deal with in different competitions is they actually do agree to an Olympic oath, which includes sportsmanship as part of it. And I think that's you know, something that may be different for these badminton players than maybe the typical badminton tournament they play from week to week. And I do think you can make the argument that if you sign on to the Olympic oath, that part of that is to not bring your sport into obvious disrepute. And that is something that you could certainly say the badminton players did.
We're speaking to Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated senior writer. And yet, Grant, you know, to a certain extent, hasn't some of that been tarnished? I mean, the Olympics aren't all amateur athletes anymore. They're certainly extremely commercial. We've had arguments over branding deals and whether or not the Olympic athletes can do commercials for a competing sponsor or a competing industry. To a certain extent, the Olympics aren't quite the sort of ideal that they were maybe in the past.
That's true. And in many ways, I think that's a good thing. You know, when it comes to track athletes, even into the 1980s, a lot of these guys weren't able to make money as professionals. And that's that's kind of crazy now when you think about it. Or the idea that you couldn't have NBA players in the Olympics, that seems strange to me. So, you know, a lot of this, I think, has been a positive thing. The fact also is that we are here in the United Kingdom, and there are some folks here, I think, who maybe cling a little bit more to the ideas of the old amateurism and also sportsmanship. And I think a lot, some of that's good. Some of that is a little outdated. But maybe also one of the reasons why there was such an outcry over the badminton situation was because these games are taking place in London.
There have been a number of controversial disqualifications in Olympic history. I mean, there are some that are obvious. The Cuban who was expelled, disqualified for life pretty much for kicking a referee. That seems straightforward. But have there been some that you think were just not deserved?
Off the top of my head, you know, I have a hard time thinking of anyone who's been banned for life for anything that was necessarily undeserved. I don't see that happening with the badminton players. I think it's probably bad enough for them to have to deal with the fact that they've been thrown out of the Olympics.
One of them quit the sport.
I think it sends a good message. You know, you don't want to have a situation here where you know, athletes are on the field of play are going out of their way to try and lose. And I do think the organizers need to look at things a little more closely, too, and hope that they take every measure possible to set up situations in which they are not, instituting a framework in which there might be an incentive for somebody to go out and lose like that.
You're talking about this round-robin setup that they had in badminton.
Correct. You know, it's just something that it was a bad situation created. I think if they thought it was a possibility, they should have communicated more clearly with the athletes beforehand to say, look, you aren't going to be able to do this or you're going to face disqualification from the Olympics.
But on the whole, as a sports writer, it's okay to hold the Olympic athletes to a higher standard of sportsmanship.
I'm okay with that, you know. This is the Olympics, and there is something to the Olympic spirit, and you don't want to see LeBron James trying to slam dunk on his own basket. You don't want to see soccer teams trying to score on their own goal, and you don't want to see badminton players going out of their way to try and lose.
Grant Wall, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, thanks so much.
Thank you.